Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I feel like it's a bad omen if I talk over this. I don't think the kindred spirits will show themselves otherwise. It's Jimmy's rejoin week, 9's rejoin week here on the show. And he told me earlier, 9 did, he said, there's a theme to this. Mm-hmm. I think I know the theme.
Did you figure it out?
Is it Marilyn Manson Monday?
It is.
Oh,
it
man. Is. Triple M. Yeah.
Beautiful. Ooh.
It is beautiful, Paige.
Manson kind of Monday.
It's beautiful people.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Ish. That's good. It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:07. Marilyn Manson Monday.
That's fun.
I can't wait for it. The Red Hot Chili Peppers Tuesday.
No, there's no the.
Says you, pal.
Says them.
Well, what do they know? Are they going to air that concert of them playing at the pyramids, or was that just to play at the pyramids?
Hopefully they filmed it and will air it.
God, love to see it.
Or release it somehow or another so you can watch it.
Make it a reality show.
I mean, why would you go all the way over there and play there and if you weren't going to film it and do something with it?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I think they streamed it when it happened.
Ah.
I think it was last Thursday or Friday.
It was Friday.
Well,
Friday.
Foot. I'll search the internet for it later. Thank you for real to everybody who came out to one, two, maybe all three events this weekend. We had several that pulled the trifecta and came to all three events.
And some drank trifecta.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Sure. First of all, Friday, we're at Dave and Buster's. We were out there. We were on air on ESPN Upstate with Mark Ryan,
mm-hmm.
who I had never shared a microphone with.
No, that was a first for us. He's a fun guy.
Who told him to try to rile me up is what I want to know.
I don't know. Who told him that you couldn't be riled up is what I want to know.
That was the one thing. He says, I was told you can't be riled up, Matt, man. I was like,
yeah. Huh?
Who told you that?
Who in the
it's
hell?
Usually the opposite.
Yeah, I just laughed. He said, now I've heard Matt, man, can't be riled up, and I just lost it.
I was like, what are you talking about?
When he brought something up to try to rile you up, did you say, is this going to piss me off? And then he didn't do it.
No, he
did.
That's
usually the key.
He did it, but it didn't. It was something about the most ejections of fans at stadiums, unruly fans or whatever, at South Carolina.
By a lot.
By a lot.
By a lot.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I wasn't there to be irritated. I was there to play skee ball.
Yeah. Aww.
Which I did well at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are good at skee ball.
Can I sing my own praises for once?
Yeah.
I beat 9 at Mario Kart.
Yeah,
what?
You did.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I need to know who you were and what track you were on.
Hell, Matt didn't know who he was, neither did I. I don't know how he just got
I was trying
some
to be Metal Mario, and I was some, like, cannonball character. I didn't even know who he was.
I was trying to select Waluigi, and I wound up with Stupid Wario instead.
Oh.
Waluigi's my guy. Wario, I don't like racing as him.
He beat me the other two times once we figured it out. I was doing good at the first course, and then he progressively got better.
I'll tell you what, my new thing is Cruisin' Blast, though.
Oh, yeah.
From the makers of Cruisin' USA, that new Cruisin' game, that was my thing out there,
man. That was
man.
Fun, too.
That was our thing out there.
You remember Cruisin', the video game that was like the most...
Taxi.
Fake Taxi?
Yeah.
Fake Taxi's a porno.
Oh, you had a taxi in Cruisin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Crazy Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Crazy Taxi.
It was.
Cruisin' USA
Fake Taxi's a porno.
Arcade game. Yeah, just a racing game where you pick a car and you race.
Yeah.
Cruisin' Blast is the new one where you're all over the world.
It's too much going on.
That was
dinosaurs
great.
And stuff, and that was really fun.
That was a Hummer.
It was a real fun what? Game.
Yeah, sure was. I drove one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All kind of Lamborghinis and stuff.
That was a blast. And then later, well, this wasn't a appearance, but I went later on that night to the Blind Horse Saloon for a little country music showdown.
Yeah. Redneckery.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know who listens to country music radio anymore. I think they all listen to us. Golly bum.
I saw the guy behind you when you flipped your little video around. He looked like he didn't want to be on camera. Well, he was kind of moving a little.
Well, I didn't mean to put him on camera at that point. I was just trying to show Diamond Rio on stage. That was awesome. Bunch of P1s there. Just a bunch of them. I can't recall any of your names now. Forgive me. I was drinking by the pitcher that night. Uh-oh. And then Saturday, again, Shenanigans on the Square in Spartanburg was a freaking delight.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Oh, it really was.
It was.
It really was.
What are you laughing at, fat boy?
I didn't think you'd go to Diamond Rio. You really went.
Yeah.
Thought I was joking?
I was kind of shocked.
I love them. We meet in the middle, Nathan. You love it.
And their other hit.
Yeah, the other hit.
What a beautiful mess.
What a beautiful mess. That song sucks.
Yeah, it does. It really does. They have one good song.
Shout out to the boys and girl in One Eyed Jack. Those guys freaking. Can I tell you something right now? They're better than Diamond Rio. I'm not even kidding.
They've been rocking it for like 30 years.
I'm not even kidding. They were better than Diamond Rio. Saturday, Shenanigans on Square, Wild Wind Cafe. Absolute great time out there.
I had a blast, man. All the good Spartanburg folk were there.
Yeah.
Some of the bad ones, mainly the good ones.
Yeah. Mainly the good ones were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday at the brewery. You know what? I'll tell you something that was happening yesterday. I'll be very honest with you.
Tell me. Please. What was happening?
This is a little behind-the-scenes thing. Fat Boy either loves this or he hates it. What kind of mood are you in today?
I don't like you pulling them back too far, but people have the internet, so it don't matter.
There's several people that have their hands in the pot on Thomas Creek Brewery social media. Several people who run it, you know, kind of like our stuff. And somebody on the staff that does it can't spell brewery right. They spell brewy. And at first I thought it was just kind of a fun little thing to do. Because, like, Stone Man on Instagram is Stone Ma'am. And I told him once, I said, you know you misspelled your name on there. He's like, no, I didn't. I'm doing it for Instagram. Stone Man, Stone Instagram. I was like, oh, okay. So I thought brewery was the thing. So I would go up to some of the people yesterday at Thomas Creek Brewery and just kind of, you know, like, ha-ha, how do you spell brewery? You know, they thought I was just doing a little drunk game with them or whatever. And every one of them spelled it right. So I don't know who's misspelling it on there, but they're spelling it B-R-E-W-E-Y.
Brewery.
Brewery.
I said, oh, it's a great day to be here at the brewery, isn't it? Can you spell that word? And all of them spelled it right.
Spell it for me.
I don't know who's doing it wrong, but it's brewery.
Might be on our end.
We had a ball out there yesterday. It was such a good time. For real. When y'all come out to our events, that means a whole lot to us.
Because it really does.
It takes, literally, I'm not being facetious, but like when you get in your car and go to work, you turn us on or whatever, put your earbuds in, and you listen. And we appreciate that. But it doesn't take that much effort, right? But when you like plan your weekend around coming to our events, and several people like took off work for a couple of them and stuff like that means the freaking world to us. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, man. It means a lot when we get out and see all the people.
Especially when we meet like the girl yesterday at the brewery.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the situation, but remember the sister called one day and was talking about a family squabble. And then the next day the mom called and said, that was my
daughter. Oh, yeah.
We met their sister yesterday at the brewery.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what the drama was, but she said, y'all remember the time my sister called and then my mom called the next morning? I was like, yeah. She said, that was me.
It was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, she was calling the ex to or see if somehow the ex was cheating and got somebody else pregnant.
Dude, who don't have no phone or job or a vehicle or anything.
So it's good to meet.
God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Put a face with the
name.
And
then there were a couple P1s that were standing there. It's like, wow, I was listening to that saying, this can't be real. I can't believe this is happening. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, that's really my family. And I was like, man, the more you start comparing notes about family, you realize that everybody's family's kind of nuts.
Well, yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
It's not just you. You're not on an island. All our families are nuts. Everybody's.
everybody you know well, you think they're crazy. It's because you know them well. If you think somebody isn't crazy remotely, not at all weird, not at all nuts, it's just because you don't know them.
Probably I think right. so. You don't know the real them.
Yeah,
they haven't opened themselves up to you.
Once you get to know them, they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
And people are nice in that situation. So where they go up and say, "Hey, I heard it." You know, that was, and they'll ask questions instead of walking up to them and saying, "I heard it." How could you let them do that to you?
Right.
What is your problem?
We had one of those great moments happen. It was Saturday at Shenanigans on the Square at the Wild Wing Cafe of Spartanburg, where we're talking to this gentleman, some old dude.
Mr. Foot and Mouth right here, everybody. Thank you very much.
Matt gives him the, "Hey, nice to meet you. I've met you guys several times before."
I know, that's the mistake. You're always supposed to say, "Good to see you."
Good to see you. Good to see you.
I need to pet myself up before I go in there, like talk to myself in the mirror kind of thing. It's like, tell everyone that it's nice to see you, not nice to meet you.
Yeah, because even if you've met them before, it can still be good to see them. Or if you've never met them, it's still good to see them.
Every time. I said, "Hey, man." Gave him a good, like, he just bought a car, Joe Marzucca handshake. Like, "Hey, man, good to meet you. I've actually met you guys several times." Like, God bless, every time.
Yep,
every
yep.
single one. And then Nye's like, "Hey, man, good to see you." I was like, "You son of a gun. You so-and-so."
God, yeah. I remember learning that way back in the day. Guy's like, "I can't remember all these damn people."
That's going to be my next tattoo. I'm on the palm of my hand. It's going to say, "Nice to see you." That's it. No meet.
You're like, "Nah, you didn't meet me. That was somebody else. You've never met me before. So nice to meet you."
Yeah.
You got to work them.
When's the next big event? I missed this weekend, had to work. Well, that's it. That was our last events ever.
We retired from doing
events. You should have quit your job. No more events.
After yesterday, we retired.
Nah, we'll be back out.
Yeah, we'll be back out next Thursday.
Thursday week.
Yeah. Before the end of the month, we'll be out at Wings, et cetera, in Bowling Springs.
Yeah.
In the evening.
In the evening time. What is that, 5 to 7?
Usually 6 to 8.
Yeah. I was testing you.
I think it's 6 to 8.
I think it is 6 to 8.
Did he pass?
I believe it's 6 to 8, a week from this coming Thursday.
If it's 6 to 8, Paige, he passes.
Yeah. We're working on at least one or two things for next month.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any kind of big kind of, what do you call those things? Holidays? We will have something centered around them.
Yeah, we're working on something real fun for May.
Yes.
Hope that comes through. That'll be fun.
Wow.
Can't say. But it's going to happen around the 5th of May.
You know what it is for real?
No. I've just been told to don't plan anything for May.
Yeah.
Literally.
At least not the 5th of May.
Yes.
Yes. We'll see how that goes.
I'm not sure what the event would be.
Nobody knows.
Et cetera, next week, and then something in Anderson County in the month of April.
We're going to put 9 up. The human pinata is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah.
Pinata.
All right. Thank you all for coming out this week. It was great. And plus, we had the dog. Yeah. We need to post a picture of. Did we get a good picture of you and I and the dogs yesterday, 9?
Man, the best one I've seen is the one of us and the Alex and his green Camaro.
All right. We can post that.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time our dogs met yesterday, too. I think they got along pretty well.
Yeah.
No?
No, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inga doesn't mind dogs. She doesn't really interact with them, but she's fine with them.
She's cool with people?
She loves people.
Yeah.
She loves people.
Boy, when you leave her side,
oh my gosh.
Lord. I've never seen, like, when we were going up on stage at one point, 9 said to this P1, said, "Hey, you mind holding Inga?" And Inga was, like, dragging the guy. So the guy had to stand on stage beside us. With Inga, because Inga wouldn't leave 9's side. It was very weird.
Yeah.
She just ran home.
Yeah. Little did I know 9 had a bottle of Jif in his back pocket. I didn't realize.
Always carry peanut butter.
Speaking of you, 9, what are we working on in the Best Damn Audio department?
Man, I have there's a music biopic coming out this weekend.
Freddie Mercury.
No. I believe it premieres on Netflix this coming Friday. It's going to be good. One of the most fun rock bands of all time. But I have some new music they did, a cover of an 80s pop song.
And it's not good, is it?
Well, not really.
Okay.
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Well, y'all are setting it up today. Fat Boys telling us about movies that we'd never want to see, and now a song by a band you love that you're probably going to hate.
Well, they've had a bunch of songs everybody hates.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, maybe it ain't the remix to Glitter, but it ain't good.
Okay, we'll get into that next in 9's Best Damn Audio. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, 9, Paige and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for 9's best damn audio. Yo, 9, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Morning, Jim.
Morning. How are you, Matthew?
Well, thanks.
You ready for some audio?
I sure am.
I have a bit of audio.
Best
damn bit of audio. Gonna start by playing a clip. Fatboy's going to have a clue what it is, but Matt, Man, and Paige, you can try to guess what's going on in this clip.
Secret sound game.
Yeah.
Was that the making of Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song?
Thanks, I think. Do you have any idea what that is?
Man, I don't. At first, it sounded like a woman having an orgasm, but as it went on, it sounded like a paper bag or a plastic bag rattling around.
I was thinking it was slot cars, you know, the little racetrack.
Watch your mouth. What was it?
It's a guy flying his drone around in his backyard, and he crashed it through his sliding glass door into his living room.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
The damn thing was going so fast, it knocked over a chair when it crashed in the house. It was, like, taking out the furniture.
Really?
I think that's why you got to register those things, because they go fast, and they just crash through windows like it ain't nothing.
You want it one more again?
Yeah, I'll take it one more again.
One more again.
Yeah, now I hear it.
Oh, boy.
Should you start using that during traffic reports?
The one we saw the kid ruin at the 28-hour was just shattered.
Yeah.
That was sad.
It was.
The guy had like a real nice one. He went up, and if you saw the picture above the Bon Secours Wellness Arena during the 28-hour, that guy took it with his drone. And he kept saying, hey, you guys want to fly it around? I was like, hell no. Like, I'm not good at that. I'm not. And then a small girl said, may I fly? And he's like, yeah, sure. And she took that thing straight up and then just Hindenburged it right into the ground, right in front of us.
It
bounced off the building.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Broke to pieces. In 9/11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
bounced off the buildings. There were pieces of plastic falling on us.
And he just started just picking up the pieces and didn't lose his crap.
He was so calm.
I imagine he just put the pieces in the back of his car and closed the door and just screamed for like 5 minutes when the door was closed.
Oh, yeah. Because
God bless him.
I think it was one of those Phantom drones, like DJI Phantom.
Yes.
Those things are not cheap. Now, he said most of the parts were replaceable, but still.
Wow.
Still. Those things are expensive.
Like, what do they start at? Like, if you want to start out, I know they're not new, and I'm just getting around to it, but I think that'd be a fun little hobby.
Oh, yeah. Especially during bikini season.
Well, you can't.
There's always something creepy.
Fatboy used to drive remote control cars with mirrors on the roofs. No one understood why. He's like, there's solar panels. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Walk this way.
He's driving under women's skirts like it was London Bridge.
Walk over here.
Yeah, it depends on what kind you want, man. But if you want, like, the Mavic Pros or the DJI Phantoms, they're, you know, well upwards of $500-$600.
But not the ones like
some of them over $1,000 easy.
That you get at like a big box retailer. Not a good one, right?
I don't know. They might be. I don't know that much about them. That's the ones that I seem to hear the most about people using the film stuff and like top quality. It seems to be the Mavics and the Phantoms.
Mm. Okay. Well, I got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm gonna get one here to spot the lunch lines before I leave.
There you go. Bill Harlow said he has one. He says they start about $400 for a decent one, and he has one that was $1,600.
He probably flies them through like pipes to see if there's like clogs and stuff. He's like a drone submarine that gets through pipes.
Yeah.
Need to put a T here. Need to put an elbow here. Give me a couple.
Matt,
here.
Man, I don't know where this tube goes in your house.
Oh, no.
He said that to me. I don't even know where this tube goes. I said, that's my panic room, Bill. Stay out of there.
Do you think the following statement is a true statement? Any
yes.
movie would be better if Samuel L. Jackson was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, furry.
I can't think of any to argue with that. He could have been Dr. Emmett Brown in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We don't need Rhodes, MF-er.
Yeah.
You know? He could have done that. He could have been Brett Butler and gone with the wind.
Yeah.
Franklin, my dear, I don't give a. And it
that'd
wouldn't
be
have been Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been Brett Butler and Grace Under Fire. Looking up with Bubba.
Oh, that would have been the best. Yeah. Dating Alan Autry.
Look here. I ain't gay.
Alan Autry's probably in a pickup truck on his way here right now.
I know.
Oh, boy.
With my ass.
Wow.
Used to be a mayor.
Makes it a little different.
Has somebody done that? Have they taken Samuel L. Jackson and put him in big movies that he was not in previously?
No, not exactly that. But he did an interview with Esquire. You know, now everything's videos. So he did this interview with Esquire, and they got him to read lines from some romantic comedies. Though, here he is doing some lines you'll immediately recognize. Not from a romantic comedy, just from a romance movie.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Rose, you're going to get out of here. You're going to go on, and you're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow. You're going to die an old lady warm in her bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me? Now, personally, I don't think that was funny at all. I mean, rom, maybe. Com, not at all.
You go down the side of the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, of course, Waiting.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Waiting. The movie Waiting? No, Titanic.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. I still got it.
Didn't you see that in theaters more than once, Matt?
I did.
How many times? Twice? Three times?
Three times.
Okay. Damn. Okay. With three different women, I bet.
That's a long movie.
It was.
Playa.
I was the nine's the man about town now. I was then. That was my time.
You poor man to see that film three times, though.
I was, by the third time, I was sitting there mouthing along, and she's like, I thought you didn't see this yet. I said, I had a feeling.
Well, you were the ladies' man about town. I just, man about town who hangs out with dudes at rock concerts.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That's you.
That's different.
Social butterfly.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, I know it is.
It's fun.
I just think you the whole thing of sleeping when you're dead thing is going to happen sooner than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. What, you can hear the scratch in my throat this morning?
I just, you look tired, but you're pulling through, you're powering through it, though.
Oh, man, I'll be good to go until I get home at
You've been up 7 hours today.
Yeah, and I won't get home at about 4.
Damn.
Yeah, I got a busy day.
Yeah.
I have several things to do today.
You have some personal appearances off the books.
I wish.
Under the table.
I wish. Oh. I wish. Under the covers, never.
Yeah, he's under the table, making an appearance.
At this point, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
This is kind of funny. It involves Justin Bieber. Mm. A guy Fatboy used to love when he was like 15. Now he can't stand him.
Yeah, he grew up, and I don't like the man he became. His parents are awful, too. I mean, his dad
Maybe
was
Maybe that's why he became the man he is.
Remember when when had the naked picture of Bieber and his dad was commenting a lot on the naked?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
You like that?
No, it was awful.
You don't like married Bieber, depressed Bieber.
Nah, he didn't. He got too wild, man.
Yeah.
He grew up wild.
He grew up wild. Is he still wild now? Because he's like 25 now. Maybe he's maturing somewhat now that he's married to Haley Baldwin.
He's got like a pencil thin mustache and he always looks dirty.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a face tattoo for real. I think I saw one.
Uh-huh. He might. He got some ink. He got a lot of ink, as a matter of fact.
Who is Haley Baldwin?
Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
No kid.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You don't watch Drop the Mic, do you?
That's Mike. Nor She's do I watch it. TMZ.
Never seen it. Never heard of it. Anyway, they were in a hotel, and this is funny, man. Bieber was hiding around the corner trying to scare his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But on his first attempt, there's just some random dude came walking by, and he scared him.
Watch my wife come around the corner. I'm going to give her a hard time.
Oh, sorry.
She's coming up.
All right, I'm trying to get my wife. I'm so sorry.
It's no big deal.
Oh, my God, babe.
The guy was better.
Don't do that to me.
Did he do the finger through the fly trick? And that's what got her?
No. He just went out and rah. Rah.
Can you imagine if you're at a hotel and you're just, you know, going back to your room after a few drinks, all of a sudden... Somebody scares you, and it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you'd laugh too, right?
Yeah.
It's no big deal, man. But I like how Canadian he turns, and I'm going to give her a hard time.
He sounded like Freddy from the Monster Spelling Bee.
Freddy. And then she is who? The way she says, babe. It's like, oh, God, no.
Babe, it just pooped a little.
No, the babe.
Babe.
Babe. Yeah.
Matt.
She has that that whine that just would make you jump off the balcony of the hotel.
Like Pat?
After about 10 minutes of listening to it.
Just
I Googled her name. Her best friend is Bella Hadid.
Oh, okay.
There's, I mean, I don't even know who that is, but by her name, she can't be ugly.
Yeah.
It's a Bella Caroli's kid.
One of the Hadids.
They ain't done it.
All the Hadids are good looking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mom's a model.
If you're named Bella, you have to be hot.
Well, yeah, it's Italian for beautiful.
Babe, scared me.
Baby.
Nobody's ever been ugly Bella.
Oh. You can't be an ugly Bella.
I know two Bellas. One's ugly, one's attractive.
One's Brie, the other's Nikki.
Brie mode.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's all good. One got a face smash right in the nose.
Yeah.
Poor Liv.
Babe.
All right, so I believe it's this Friday that the Motley Crue movie comes out on Netflix. I think it debuts.
Is it?
This coming Friday. I'm looking at March 22nd. So, yeah, it'll be out this week on Netflix. It's called The Dirt, and it's directed by Jeff Tremaine from Jackass, and it's going to be pretty fun to watch because Motley Crue in the 80s.
Yeah.
Being Motley Crue doing wild things. It'll be a fun little movie.
I wonder if Bad Grandpa will make a cameo.
That'd be awesome.
Sweet.
Get his stuff stuck in the soda machine.
So Motley Crue did their farewell tour, and they're not on the road anymore. Though now they're wishing they could go out one more time without being huge hypocrites because they got this movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of hitting the road, they recorded some stuff in the studio for the soundtrack to the movie, including a cover of a Madonna classic. Can you guess which one?
Like a Virgin?
Of course.
It's ominous now.
Yeah.
Did he say boy?
He said girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give you all my love, girl. It's not bad, except Vince Neil kills it.
He's fat.
He wasn't that good back then, but now it's just, oh,
he's just like whining the words.
Yeah, he's whining the words to Like a Virgin.
Fat diabetic.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Brett Michaels.
Yeah, Brett Michaels diabetic. Yeah.
Oh, Vince is fat, though.
He's chubby.
Yes. You're thinking of me when you said fat diabetic.
Fat diabetic.
You know what I meant.
Well, that's Motley Crue's cover of Like a Virgin.
Oh.
Like a.
Which, is, again, not bad, except Vince Neil ruined it.
Yeah. So what did they just show them in the movie, like playing at clubs and stuff, and that was like what they used for it, I guess? Well, won't you Google it?
Wait till Friday.
I'm going to wait till Friday and watch the movie.
No spoilers.
No, none.
This is during the heyday, not the post
Motley Crue. Yeah, this is the heyday of Motley Crue. It isn't like, this would have been before Vince Neil had a sex tape with Janine and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This would be
way back in the day.
Garofalo.
No.
I watched that one.
Miller.
Anyway, I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, well sir. Done. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh,
we're getting into that.
Oh, you wouldn't believe what Mama June got arrested for. So we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Being too hot.
Well, she's skinny now, right?
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh,
Mama.
Honey Boo Boo. God, man.
June Boo Boo.
Yeah, June Boo. Well, if you said June Boo Boo, I would have known.
Yeah.
Mama June. I didn't know. All right. We'll find out what she got busted for. What'd she get busted for, Paige?
I'll tell you next.
Right after this. Hold on.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, here's the story. Mama June got busted. For what?
For what?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. She lost a bunch of weight, but she had her stomach stapled or sleeved or whatever it's called.
You don't think it was exercise and diet?
I mean, I'm sure you had to do a little bit of that, but
right.
I do know she had that. What'd she get busted for? It was contraband?
Well, that too. Mama June and her boyfriend, Gino Doak.
Oh, the legend.
They were busted at an Alabama gas station with crack and drug paraphernalia. And police.
Crack.
Yeah. Police were originally called because the two of them were having a fight. And the paraphernalia included a glass pipe and some needles. So both of them have been charged with domestic violence and drug paraphernalia.
That's the way it'll happen on live PD. Like somebody will call and say, hey, there's a disturbance. And then when they get there, they say, well, we smell a strong odor of marijuana coming from your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is why mind your own business.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
unless you're good, then mind your own business.
Oh, man, the sheriff's office down there, they drive around in pickup trucks.
They wear cowboy hats, nice. Too?
Here's Mama June in the back of the pickup truck.
Well, she's still skinny, at least.
I mean, in the back seat, not in the bed.
Maybe that's why. She's been doing crack.
Yeah,
tied to the bed of a truck to go to jail. That would be humiliation.
Cowboy interested in crack, perhaps.
The crack diet?
No. See, I didn't know if you could still get it. I don't know how drugs phase in and out.
I don't either.
Could you still get a Quaalude?
No.
See, that's like a classic right there.
I mean, if you had one, it'd be 40 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, old lewd.
You try the heroin diet. That heroin chic with the models made them very thin, but you'll get diarrhea.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what's new?
Did you not watch Trainspotting? It's not a good thing. Don't recommend that. So she will be in court soon to deal with that.
According to the internet, she's worth $1 million. Head of God, man.
Yeah.
I mean, crack to me is such a redneck, bottom of the barrel drug. It's mm-hmm. like the carp of drugs. It really is. I feel as though when you get wealthy, you should do better drugs, no?
Better
I
drugs
mean, don't
than
do
what?
Drugs at all.
Better drugs than what?
Crack.
Oh, yeah, if you're wealthy, yeah, you'd think.
You should just do regular Coke at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know anything.
Probably. I mean, if you're rich. You're
I mean,
wealthy.
Now what are everybody's going to think now?
You don't want anything stomped on, you know, your drugs cut. You don't know what you're doing when you're doing crack, right?
Well, I don't think you know what you're doing when you do anything, really.
Well, that's true.
No,
that's true.
That's true. That's a very good point, Matthew. Yeah, give you a ding.
Would you put something up your nose and in your arms if you didn't really know the person that well?
With a rubber hose?
No.
Well, you know, I've seen people put stuff inside their bodies without really knowing the person that well plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. All kinds of things.
Or where it came from.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gift bag at numerous nuptials.
That is so
where it's been
true.
Before.
Where it's been before is the big question mark.
What do you do with used sex toys? You can't donate them to like Goodwill or nothing. Like, what do you do with them?
That's
Let's
true.
Say, you know.
Take them to the dump?
Is that what you do with them?
Yeah.
What if they're made of this plastic that you want to recycle?
Put them in the recycle bin.
But think of the guy who's got to go through the recycling bin. He don't want to have to mess with that.
Stick it up your buddy's nose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What do you do with them?
I think you throw them away.
Stick them on the helmet of a motorcyclist as they're going down the road, like Fat Boy's video show. What do you do with them?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Give me a recyclist on the phone.
Yeah, call someone in the city of Greenville and see what they'll say.
I'll call Eve. She'll know. Adam won't have a clue.
There should be like an event where you're taking all like they do with the shredding events. You can take old
dildos.
Toys.
Try shredding this one, pal. You're going to need the jaws of life.
And exterminate, you know, just set them on fire and burn them.
That's what you're supposed to do with them, a Viking funeral. Yes. Put them on a little boat, light them on fire, and send them across Kiwi.
That's what you can do.
And boat's on fire, son. That's a dildo. Putting it out to rest.
That'd be cool. Big dildo bonfire.
You're supposed to prop it up in the
bad.
Corner, beside the jukebox.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I've seen them stuck on kick drums and all kind of stuff, man.
Bumpers of cars.
Yeah. The back window of my roommate's Durango while he was dressed as Batman going to a child's birthday party.
Yep. It's happened.
Yep.
I
could have broke his window.
Wouldn't it be nice to know, hey, I got a new set of tires put on my car. Huh. Not with regular, you know, rubber. These are actually made of old dildos
yes.
that have been recycled. I was wondering why your tires
That's
were pink. They'd be like Jeep tires.
You, sir, you have ideas.
Yeah.
Add that to the list of inventions.
Oh, Lord God.
Remember when you were a kid and you used to put one on your bike spokes?
Yeah. Kept cutting flips. Supposed to use baseball cards, not vibrators.
Weird kid.
His sister keeps saying that. Borrow a bike, Junior.
Clunky wheel you got there.
Mama wants to ride your bike.
I invented mountain bikes. I really did.
Yeah, you did. All right. Everybody's fighting to ride your bike. Oh, my gosh.
It's not on the seat, Paige. It's on the tires.
Goodness. All right. Here's something. Can I ask you a personal question?
Go further, please.
You can collect right. yourself.
Yes. I know, right? Okay. Do you use your phone when you're on the toilet?
Yeah.
The parrot
made no bones about it.
Is using while you're on the toilet. I mean, are you actively using your phone? 57% of the people sometimes use their phone on the toilet, according to a recent study.
Like to, are you talking about like to make a phone call?
Yeah, I mean, using your phone, texting or calling somebody.
Or flipping through Instagram, responding to texts.
Yeah, 8%.
Tweets. Yeah.
8% of us always use our phone. So that's a big percentage. I've had some problems with putting my phone in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't use the phone.
What, you drop it?
I have dropped it. It's fallen out of the back of my pants before.
I didn't say that happened.
You know, when it's in your back pocket and you really have to pee, you're running to the bathroom and you take your pants down and the phone goes, you forget it's in there and it's nature calls.
You never got drunk and picked up a turd and tried to text?
No.
Can't say. Never.
Have you?
Hey, no comment.
All right. Be honest. We want to know. So 86% of the men say they do that. 84% of the women under 30 say that they use their phone on the toilet at least sometimes.
That happens a lot, though.
What does?
I'm going to say it's mostly a women thing to where the phone's in the back pocket. They peel down, and then it falls in.
I can see that.
Yeah, I never did. I never put it in the back pocket. Mm-mm.
No, I'm afraid I'd sit on it and break it.
Yep.
Right.
I can step on it and not break it, but somehow I think sitting on it would break it.
Fat boy, grab that turd and try to touch me right now.
1-4-3.
Rotary mouth. Yeah.
It just sent me boobless.
Yeah, I call BS on 57% of people admitting it. That means a lot of
Absolutely.
People are lying. A lot of people are lying.
That's like the people who say they don't fart around their, you know, significant other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't help it. Sometimes you can sit down.
But if you leave the room, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Your relationship's broken.
Well, no.
Hold on, I got an incoming call.
I don't think, you know, my
husband. Isn't that how bad? I mean, if they're really bad.
Are you trying to break it?
Well, no.
If you're just like constantly blowing somebody up with farts,
you stand in the doorway and do it the other way. But you don't totally like leave the room and like go downstairs and rip them. Or like, remember the guy who called in and said he'd go to the garage of the house to fart?
Yeah.
Like, this is your house, man.
You can at least go to the bathroom because you go in there
and
do other things that stink.
Yeah. I want to go use the phone.
Yeah.
It's like, go to the bathroom. Don't do it in the kitchen.
I learned that from, what was the movie?
I like the philosophy, though, that if you don't fart in front of each other, if you're too polite, your relationship has problems.
It does. You're not truly
to some extent, that's
able
true.
To be yourself.
Is that
but
the,
how much expensive. Of your identity is farting, though?
None.
Mine a lot.
None.
I mean, I was going to be fart man, but it was taken already.
There is no intimacy in gas passing at all.
Right.
I mean, I would say that. Well,
okay, so maybe that's too far, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's,
you got to.
And it's also like you don't want anybody to poop in front of you, do you? I mean, I'm glad Chris never did that to me because I would be like, okay, I'm in the shower now. This is my time. You poo poo downstairs.
I mean, that happened when we had a Poe Mill. When we were at Poe Mill, we had one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning times, like, I'll tell you at one point, and this is what I had to deal with.
I'm sorry.
I would be in the bath, and my daddy would have to come in and use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And our bath was, like, this far away from the toilet.
So
his knee was beside my face while I was in the bathtub, and he was taking a dump.
Yeah.
Well, you feel like you weren't clean?
I wasn't tall enough to even crack the window.
And then when he's done, you're stuck in the smell.
Well, yeah.
Still bathing it off
for
you. All right. Well,
we were too poor for matches to strike. We had to save them for the kerosene heater.
Now, what if you had to go, too, and you were in the bath? You have to go and get back in.
That's still the worst thing in the world.
You'd be cold on the toilet.
Yeah, that, and then, you just got to start the whole process over.
And you always smell like kerosene.
Yeah, kerosene.
You always smell like kerosene.
Kerosene. That's what brand it was, Carasun.
Those are your Rise Guys headlines. I'm sorry.
I hope they still don't make those. Those were awful.
You'd have to take the little wick and shake it back and forth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Those were the days of staying warm in a mill house.
Yep.
Put this heater on top of it and leave for the night with the heater on so you can burn down the trailer and collect the insurance money. What's up?
Well, the deal.
Bad.
They were, you know, different degrees of having
memories.
A Carasun heater. It really was. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys. Right, we're going to have Black Keys tickets to give away this morning, too. So keep it right here. Morning, everybody.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys morning show. Wait a minute. You have carried it, too? Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.